There is drama in the vibe coding AI universe, and we're going to cover it today and also talk about ways that you can use vibe coding to build companies or to create tools that are really valuable for your company to help it grow and scale better with AI. So we're going to be breaking all of that down. And the headline that kind of grabbed my attention today is that Replit is making a new partnership with Microsoft. This is a company that has traditionally relied very heavily on Google. So we're going to be breaking down everything that's going on. And most eye-watering of all was the fact that Replit went from $10 million in annual recurring revenue. 6 months later, it has just reached over $100 million in annual recurring revenue. So this is growing insanely fast. I think it's one of the top companies leading the vibe coding revolution. We're going to break all of that down. But before we do, Jamie, tell us a little bit about the AI Hustle School community.
Yeah, if you've ever wanted to learn more about AI and how to actually use it to grow your business or even make money on the side, that's what AI Hustle is all about. It is a community of over 300 members who all have an interest in making money with AI. So each week we release bonus content over there. We have over 60 episodes now, and we go into very specific detail about how we are actually making money online using AI. Jaden talks about his music streaming side hustle, which he makes $2,000 to $3,000 in passive income a month doing. This week we actually recorded a brand new episode about how he's using different tools to scale that. So it's really just a cool place to be. It's $19 a month, and it will go up in the future, so you can kind of lock that price in now if you join today. But we'd love to have you be a part of the community. Let's talk about Replit. So I actually am taking more of an interest in this whole vibe coding thing because previously, in order to, you know, bring an idea to fruition, I'd have to not only have a great idea, but find a great developer to work with, you know, and then you have the marketing. There's a whole lot that goes into building an app, especially if you're going to try to, you know, sell it or make money with it. So this kind of really eliminates a lot of that. And it sounds like Replit, what is the reason that Microsoft acquired them or partnered with them, is that it is specifically for people who aren't really that experienced in coding. So that really is exciting to me. Jaden, what do you see this being used for in the future?
Yeah, so I mean, I think this is really impressive. The partnership specifically that they made and the direction I think this is going to go in the future is they made a partnership with Microsoft to essentially get it embedded into Microsoft's enterprise cloud app store, meaning like businesses specifically that use a lot of enterprise tools from Microsoft. So there's kind of the big three cloud providers. There's Amazon's AWS, there's Google Cloud, and then there's Microsoft Azure. Those are the three big ones. There's a few others, but I think those are kind of the biggest. So built inside of each of these cloud, like these clouds, there's tons of different products. On AWS, Amazon's got a ton of products. Google Cloud has a bunch of products. And you can essentially put apps in there, but once an enterprise has signed up with one of these cloud providers and uses it for tools, it makes it a lot easier to use apps that are kind of pre-loaded onto that like enterprise cloud app store to build things. And so I think Replit getting added to Microsoft's is really big. A lot of companies are going to start being able to use it. And the thing that was interesting to me is it's like, that's not like, it's not like, wow, this is really going to make Replit's like life. Like Replit is already absolutely crushing it. I think vibe coding has gotten so popular lately where people are essentially able to just sit down and crank out an entire product in, you know, a very short amount of time. My brother is a great example of this. He has, he studied marketing like me. And then over the last 3 months, he calls me all the time and he's like, hey, so like I'm building this new app that does like X, Y, and Z. He's in college right now, but not for like coding or anything. It's literally just for like marketing, but he spends all of his time developing, which is something that he's never done before. He has dyslexia as well. So like that's like an added challenge, but with a lot of these tools with vibe coding, you can just tell it in plain English what you want it to build. On Replit's website, they have an example which says, make me a game for older adults that helps create and share their own levels and challenges. You literally say something like that, click go, and boom, it's up developing a full-on app. Replit can help you with the back end. Replit can help you with the front end. It can help you with the logins, with the databases, all of this stuff that was very complicated in the past. So I know for my brother in particular, he started by using Replit. This is a place that he was building tools. And once he got good, so essentially what happens is you can give it a prompt like this if you're not a developer, and it will spit out a bunch of code. And you can actually read through the code, and he essentially reads through the code, and now he's kind of learned what the code is doing. And he watches some YouTube tutorials, or maybe he can't get it to quite do this one little thing he needs. So he'll go watch a little YouTube tutorial on how to add like round the corners on this specific type of button. And then he just goes and does it himself. And so essentially it's like, it's a really easy way to learn to code. You use plain English to get it started, and you can go and like tweak the code to make your customization. So I think that's really cool. And I think this is the direction that it's going to go, is that inside of organizations, I mean, you'll see a lot of people making new cool tools and apps and businesses that were not developers in the past. But I think also within organizations, there's so much innovation where like you could be in a department in an organization and you're like, oh, gee, like, you know, in the marketing department, really need a dashboard that does X, Y, Z. And you go and like harass like the technical team to build you this dashboard. And then, you know, okay, we're going to add it to the roadmap. And then, oh, sorry, we had another priority come up. We're not able to do it. It's not whatever. Oh, it didn't get approved by your manager. Whatever. Like that could just happen and drive you crazy. You could just use a tool like this to get it done yourself. Dashboards, tools, mini apps, things that just automate and speed up your life. I think we're going to see way more business professionals creating these and just saving themselves a lot of pain.
Yeah, so this is just really interesting because it looks like there's a lot of other competitors or several other who are not maybe quite as big, but they're also growing very quickly. There's Lovable, which recently hit $50 million in annual recurring revenue, and then also Bolt, which is at $40 million annual recurring revenue. So, and those are like within a year of launching too. They're like kind of blowing up in a way, which is really crazy. So it'll be interesting to see what the clear winner is moving forward. But I think a partnership with Microsoft is pretty huge for Replit. Replit or yep. Replit? How do you
Replit,
say
it? I think.
Replit. Okay.
yeah. So Replit. Yeah, maybe you're right. Replit. Maybe I've been saying it wrong. Oh well.
Replit.
In any case. I think that between these three companies, that's like $200 million in annual recurring revenue. And I just think that goes to show how big of a demand there is. There is a lot of people doing this. And this, like, yes, developers can use these tools, but they're not just strictly developers. Like I mentioned with my brother and a lot of other people, these are people that traditionally were not developers. And so we're onboarding like a whole new generation of users to these tools. I would highly recommend, if you're interested in upskilling yourself in AI, to go and play around, watch a YouTube tutorial on a couple of these platforms, probably Replit, Lovable, and I hear less about Bolt, but sure, give it a try. Lovable and Replit are kind of the two big ones. But definitely go watch a couple of YouTube videos and try to build a couple little tools there. This is going to get your brain thinking in the right direction and think about, you know, what tools could you do or you build that will help automate or speed up something that you are trying to build. I think this is a fantastic practice to go through and really start automating things inside of your own career or business.
I mean, one last thought I have is if you're, you know, in kind of the digital marketing world or you have marketing you're doing for companies, I feel like if you could find a way, I know there's a lot of companies out there who are looking for their own app that does whatever function. And most of the time, these aren't like revolutionary brand new ideas. They already are out there. And if an AI could almost replicate that over and over for you, you could almost offer, you know, specialized apps for each individual company and charge a ton of money for it. I mean, people pay a lot for app development. So I could see that being a side hustle, even like for smaller businesses that maybe don't have as huge of a budget, but would be willing to pay, you know, $5,000 or $10,000 for an app. You could be that guy. You know, I think there's a lot of opportunity.
Yep. To be 100% honest, I have a friend and his business is called AppRabbit, and he essentially builds like apps for personal trainers is kind of his focus. And he uses AI and essentially app templates so he doesn't have to develop custom things for everyone, but he'll charge about $10,000 to build an app for people. And he will do many, many of those every single month. And a lot of it is like a template that he uses that he just duplicates. Then he uses AI to go and customize it a bunch for each person and spits it out. So it saves him a ton of time and speeds up his whole process, kind of putting the AI in there. And it's a really successful company. So I think that is definitely a pretty good business hustle. And I mean, you know, he does it in personal fitness, but you could do this for schools or for churches or for all sorts of different, you know, daycares, all sorts of different niches out there where you could build these custom apps for that are highly valuable. Hey, if you enjoyed the episode today, the number one way you could say thank you is by leaving us a comment or review. We love them. We legitimately read them and appreciate them all. The positive ones, you know, the negative ones you could save for yourself. Just kidding. But yeah, leave us a review. We appreciate them. And if you're interested in growing and scaling your business with AI, make sure to join the AI Hustle School community. It is $19 a month. There is a link in the description. And every single week we post new videos in there breaking down what we're doing. So thanks so much for tuning in, and we will catch you next time.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really?
At a playground?
Yeah, really. Look at these listings from dealers.
Wow, your search can really get that specific.
Really?
And you just put in your info and boom, car's in your budget.
Mom needs a second, honey.
You can really have it delivered?
Really? Or I can pick it up at the dealership.
Mom! One sec, sweetie.
Mommy's buying a car.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Kyle, again? Really?
Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really?